Well, Brendan, delighted to have you back in Letterkenny. It's been a while since you were in the town. You're in along with Shane Lowry here today for the launch of McGettigan's. You've got a close friendship with Shane, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I've known Shane for years. We played amateur golf together in that Ireland team. So, yeah, it's nice to actually meet up with him now, him with his busy lifestyle and that. It's good to meet up with old friends.
Yeah. Do you get much of a chance to meet up with him and maybe travel the world or Europe a bit with him?
No, unfortunately. I've only met him maybe twice in the last couple of years. Once when he picked me up from Dublin Airport to pick up my car and that. So he's a good friend to have, and hopefully I'll be on the European tour joining him soon.
He's the type of guy that a lot of players look up to because he sort of exploded onto the scene in 2009 when he won the Irish Open.
Yeah, definitely. He's like one of the fellas still. He hasn't changed at all. He's always been a very good player. I think he was European amateur, number one amateur at one stage in that. But definitely, like Rory McIlroy, like he was always on a different pedestal to all of us. So seeing Shane up at that level and really competing at that level, it does give us more inspiration in that to push ourselves to get there.
How many times have you beat Shane?
I'm not too sure.
Have you beat him first of all?
I think I have in the past, but definitely I haven't really played one-on-one with him, so it'll be interesting to see this time.
Well, let's talk about your own year. There was victory again in the Alps Tour for you in Austria in the Grosser Open. That was your only victory this year, but it started your season quite well in the early part of the year.
Yeah, it was nice to win that tournament. I won it the year before as well, so that's an even bigger bonus. But yeah, as you said, it was at the start of the year, gave me a big boost to get me into top five in that, and was kind of hoping to stay there to get into Challenge Tour for the following year, but unfortunately I just finished outside.
Yeah. The Alps Tour is very, very competitive, isn't it?
It is, more so. They say it's a similar level to the Euro Pro Tour, but it's a step up. It's more like Challenge Tour. All the guys there, you need to be shooting 4 under every round of golf to actually win those tournaments, so it's really good test of golf.
You had 2 victories, was it last year on the Alps Tour, and you had 1 this year, but it was a big achievement to follow on and defend that Grosvenor because nobody had ever done it before.
Actually, there was only one guy that ever did it before, but it was years ago. I think it was about 20-30 years ago. I've always wanted to win as a pro, and winning twice last year, and then this is the first time I've actually defended anything this year, so it was fantastic to do, especially playing against Martin Vigla. He plays on the European Tour, and the last day playing with him, and we were neck and neck the whole round, and it was just a great experience, and show me that I could actually compete at European level if I'm beating guys like that.
And you played further afield as well. You told me earlier that you even went to India on a competition.
Yeah, we went far off. We were in Guadeloupe, and it was an 8-hour flight and that, and by the time you got there you were so tired, and the worst thing was we had a tournament in Madrid just 3 days after that event, so it takes it out of you, all that travelling and that, but it's good to get an experience in that.
Well, and obviously now your aim for 2014 is to get into those top positions in the Alps Tour and qualify for the Challenge Tour.
Yeah, definitely. Normally I just concentrate on Alps Tour and try and finish in the top 5 by the end of the year. I've done that the last 3 years, but I'm going to change my tactics this year. I'm going to try and get as many Challenge Tour invites as I can and get into Challenge Tour that way.
How many Challenge Tour invites did you receive this year?
This year I received maybe 4 or 5, but I only played maybe 2 or 3. The reason for that was I was concentrating on Alps Tour again, but definitely I'm going to change it for next year.
And I hear you're involved in a TV program as well for Setanta coming up in the new year, so you've been busy on and off the course by all sounds of it.
Yeah, it was great for the guys of Motive TV to come up and doing a documentary on me. A couple of us Irish guys, they're just want to follow us players who are progressing up to the European Tour level, and see what happens behind the scenes and see how we struggle with sponsorship and things like that.
I mentioned to Shane Lowry earlier about a fine line between taking victory and moving 20 places up the rankings, because he said his year depended on 6 holes, and it sort of slipped him back down the rankings. For a young golfer like you to make the next step up to a challenge or even a European tour, there's a fine line there as well, because all you guys are pros and you are very, very competitive, and it can be down to holes there as well.
Oh, it can be. Like 2 years ago, I missed out in 28 euro in my challenge tour card, so to me that can be just one shot in a tournament. But it is, like, people think, oh, there's huge margins and, oh, it's won by, I don't know, 10 shots or that, but most tournaments are won by maybe 1 or 2 shots, and that could be down to a putt, as simple as a putt. So yeah, it's just a sport that it is a real fine line between getting there and not getting there, unfortunately.
Well, hopefully you get there next year in 2014. Thanks for talking to us, Brendan. The best of luck next year.
No problem. Thanks a lot.